This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Mahashivratri festival being observed across the country today, worshipping Lord Shiva. Prime Minister KP Sarma Oli says kidney specialist services to be launched soon in Nepal. And US President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill wins final approval in House. Now the news in detail. Nepali people across the country are observing the Mahashivratri festival by conducting prayer and worshipping Lord Shiva. From early this morning, the Hindu devotees took bath in rivers and ponds, visited Lord Shiva shrines and paid homage. The day is regarded as the most favored day of Lord Shiva. Even the fasting is observed on Mahashivratri and the night observed with vigil praying and celebrating Lord Shiva. The Pashupatinath temple in Kathmandu is thronged by devotees from across the country and neighboring India. Meanwhile, Pashupati Area Development Trust has said that it has made a special arrangement for facilitating the devotees. Executive Director of Pashupati Area Development Trust, Dr. Ghanasam Khatiwara, said around 250,000 devotees paid homage to Pashupatinath Temple till 11:30 this morning. Similarly, Nepal Army is observing Mahashivratri and Army Day across the country today by organizing various programs. President Vidyadev Bhandari has attended the special ceremony organized on the occasion of Army Day today at Nepal Army Pavilion in Turikhel, Kathmandu. Various military skills and drills are being performed by the Army personnel in the program. Prime Minister KP Sarma Oli has said that kidney specialist services will be launched soon in Nepal. Addressing an awareness program organized in the capital today on the occasion of World Kidney Day, Prime Minister Oli said that specialist kidney-related service would be launched for the treatment of kidneys with a primary examination, laboratory and specialist doctors. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on the need to maintain proper food habits and keep physical exercise for the safety of kidneys. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said that the fresh election is the solution of a derailed political course. In a press meet in Par Saturday, Leader Pokhrel urged all to be ready for fresh election to give outlet to the fluctuated political course in the parliament and outside. On a different note, Leader Pokhrel opined to go for a party unity between CPN-UML and CPN-Mao Center following a new course developed after the course verdict. He added that such unity would be from district levels to center in a new way. With the water from Melamji arriving in Kathmandu, the capital residents would sure to get water at their households in a reliable manner. The Kathmandu Upatyaka Khane Pani Limited has made a plan to distribute drinking water from the fourth week of March. The ongoing tunnel test may take additional 2 to 3 months to complete the entire task. Kathmandu Upatyaka Khane Pani Limited in charge Milan Sakya said that testing of a water processing center would be undertaken after the completion of the tunnel test. He informed water would be channelized to a newly constructed 9 ponds and already established 6 ponds for the distribution of Melamji water in Kathmandu Valley. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain and thunder showers is expected at a few places of the hilly regions of the country towards this afternoon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill to help Americans deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic has cleared its final hurdle in Congress. The House of Representatives approved the massive economic aid plan 220-211 on Wednesday along partisan lines with no Republicans voting in a favor. Having already passed to the Senate, the relief package now heads to Biden's desk to be signed into law. Biden said the bill is about giving the backbone of this nation, the essential workers, the working people who built this country, the people who keep this country going, fighting chance. Protesters took the streets in several parts of Myanmar on Thursday, defying an increasingly brutal crackdown by security forces that rights group Amnesty International says are now adopting battle tactics against demonstrators. An advocacy said more than 60 protesters have been killed and some 2,000 people have been detained by security forces since the first February coup against Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. Overnight, people defied a curfew to hold several more candle-lit vigils in parts of Yangon and also in Mechiang, southwest of the second city of Mandalay. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Mahashivratri festival being observed across the country today, worshipping Lord Shiva. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says kidney specialist services to be launched soon in Nepal, and U.S. President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill wins final approval in House. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.